This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, and I'm watching a cricket game with...
Saeed Ahmed.
And this is the first time I've seen cricket played in Detroit. Is this a common occurrence?
No, this is actually not the first time. Detroit, there's been cricket in Detroit for over, I would say, more than 50 years probably, but it never got populated like now. And slowly, Detroit residents, officials, everybody started to getting used to the game. And since now we got a cricket field in Detroit, and thanks to Councilman Scott Benson and Mayor Mike Dogan, with their help, now we have a professional cricket field, and this is the first cricket field in Michigan that was done properly.
So tell me about the pitch. Where are we? What park is this?
We are at Lesky Recreation Center in District 3rd in Detroit, and we're very next to Janes Field Park. And this is a cricket. Actually, we had cricket ground before in Belle Isle. There was some sort of private. And there's another ground in Detroit that's private also. But this is first time that it's been done by the city officials and Detroit City. So this is much more exciting than the other ones.
How many cricket teams are there in the Detroit area?
This area called Banglatown, and we have about 16 cricket teams around here. And when I started playing here in 2004, we used to have only 8 players playing cricket. So in 12 years, we have 16 teams, and each team has like 11 to 15 players, because you need 11 players to play the game.
So are most of the teams Bangladeshi or from all over?
Most of Banglatown teams are Bangladeshi, but they do have few players from, like, a couple of them are from maybe Pakistan, India, and some other associated countries with cricket.
I know nothing about cricket. It always looks like an odd game of baseball to me. What are the basic rules here? We're watching a guy throw a ball, it bounces. There's a guy with a cricket bat, he's trying to hit it. What do we know from there?
The guy, he's a pitcher, and he's pitching right now, and we call him bowler. See, the ball that you just seen right now, like, this is a dot ball. Basically, he couldn't hit. But in baseball, if he would have missed, it would have count as a strike ball. But in cricket, you don't have a strike ball until you get a strike out. And in baseball, if you hit it, you have to run. Cricket, in order, say, like, if you hit it, now he hit it, he knows that he cannot run up to the other side, he will be filled out, so he just has the safety of his base. He can stand on his base. It's a very similar game to the baseball, but it's much more exciting once you get to know it.
And I understand some of these games can go on for a very long time.
Yes, depending on what kind of format you're playing. Like this format, it's called T20 format. This game takes about 3.5 hours. See, what they did right now, the batsman hit the ball and he ran back and forth to here. So that was called 2 runs.
How formal does this get? I see everybody's got their own sort of uniform. Do the teams generally have uniforms, or are you just playing your favorite team's uniform?
They generally have uniforms. Like, as you can see, he has a jersey from Bangladesh Tigers, so we play in the same team, and this guy from another team. So we are basically combining players from each teams and playing here. So they're most likely representing their own team's jersey here.
So this is sort of a pickup all-star game.
Yes, this is more like an all-star game, but today it will be between Mike Dogan's team and Councilman's team.
So I see.
Yes. And our jersey just arrived, so we will give them the jersey for Councilman and the mayor team.
How long's the season? How many games a year do you think will be played here at this new pitch?
The new pitch, we won't be able to play any league matches this year, but from future, like from next year, there will be more than at least 20 games each year. And there is so many different cricket leagues in Michigan. Depends on how many cricket leagues comes to us and tries to use the field.
Well, congratulations.
So thank you so much, and we're very delightful and excited about today and the cricket field in Detroit. And this is a big win for the community.
That was cricket player Saeed Ahmed. He pushed for the creation of Detroit's first and only official public cricket pitch, which opened this past Saturday.